And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, June the 26th, 2009. It's the birthday of a woman who wrote nearly 100 books, but we know her for one. It's the one that's still read today, and that is The Good Earth, which came out in 1931, won the Pulitzer Prize, and won her the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1938. Pearl Buck, born Pearl Comfort Seidenstricker in Hillsboro, West Virginia, in 1892, to missionaries in China, Absalom and Caroline, who brought her up bilingual in China. It's the birthday of the man who wrote The Black Stallion, Walter Farley, born Syracuse, New York, 1916. It's the feast day of Saints John and Paul, not the Apostles John and Paul, but two brothers who served the Emperor Constantine. And after he died, and when Julian was crowned emperor, he rejected Christianity, went back to the pagan religion, and for some reason executed John and Paul in 362. They became martyrs for the Christian faith. Ironically, it was on the same day in 373 that Emperor Julian was killed in battle. And today, the feast day of Saints John and Paul, is the day in 1284 that, according to legend, the Pied Piper lured children out of the city of Hamelin, Germany, and to their death, because the townspeople had refused to pay the Pied Piper for getting rid of the rats that had plagued the town. The legend of the Pied Piper goes back to the 14th century. The brothers Grimm wrote down a version of the legend. Robert Browning wrote a poem about it. To this day, nobody knows exactly what inspired the legend of the Pied Piper, but it's clear that it's based on some historical event. One theory is that it was some sort of a plague or epidemic, one that perhaps caused the children to dance, and that the Pied Piper is a metaphor for death. Some theorized that the story was about a children's crusade or a military operation. But these days, most research supports the theory that the legend refers to the colonization of Eastern Europe. Settlers from Germany recruited to settle throughout Eastern Europe, and the Pied Piper was a landowner who had lured away the town's citizens with promises of land, that they were not actually children, they were children of Hamelin, meaning the citizens of the town. Here's a poem for today by Richard Jones, Rapture, a bedtime story after Tolstoy. In the desert, a traveler returning to his family is surprised by a wild beast. To save himself from the fierce animal, he leaps into a deep well, empty of water. But at the bottom is a dragon waiting with open mouth to devour him. The unhappy man, not daring to go out lest he should be the prey of the beast, not daring to jump to the bottom lest he should be devoured by the dragon, clings to the branch of a bush growing in the cracks of the well. Hanging upon the bough, he feels his hands weaken, yet still he clings, afraid of his certain fate. Then he sees two mice, one white, the other black, moving about the bush, gnawing the roots. The traveler sees this and knows that he must inevitably perish, that he will never see his sons again. But while thus hanging, he looks about and sees on the leaves of the bush some drops of honey. These leaves he reaches with his tongue and licks the honey off with rapture. A poem titled Rapture by Richard Jones, from The Blessing, New and Selected Poems, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org, and by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.